on the subject of Shabbat HaGadol. There's an interesting teshuvah written by the former chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Eliyahu Bakshi Doron, in his teshuvot, Binyan Av. There the rabbi discusses the different Shabbatot that precede Pesach, and that each Shabbat has different halachot that manifest. For example, Shabbat Shekalim, before Rosh Chodesh Adar, we have a special Sefer, we read Parashat Shekalim. We have Shabbat Zachor, we read a special Sefer Torah, Parashat Zachor. This week we just read Shabbat Parah, it's also halachot, you have to hear Sefer Torah. Shabbat HaChodesh, the Shabbat that precedes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also there's halachot, you have to read Parashat HaChodesh. But then Maran in the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Shabbat before Pesach, and he calls that Shabbat HaGadol, because of the great miracle that happened. But there really isn't any specific halachot that manifests itself on Shabbat HaGadol. It's interesting that Maran would just give you almost a historical fact. You should know the Shabbat before Pesach, we call it Shabbat HaGadol, and that's it, because of the miracle that happened. There is no special Sefer Torah on Shabbat HaGadol. Some communities have a minhag to read a special haftarah, but that's not really halakha, that's really a minhag. Some Ashkenazim have the custom to read Haggadah Shel Pesach on Shabbat HaGadol, but again, that's only a minhag. The Gaon of Vilna was against that minhag, for example. The Chida brings down that maybe the halakha that comes out of it is that when you greet somebody on that Shabbat, instead of saying the regular Shabbat Shalom, you should greet him by saying Shabbat HaGadol Shalom. And when they answer back, it is Shabbat HaGadol Shalom Mubarak. But more than that little adjustment in the greetings, there really is no halakhot that come out. So the rabbi explained that maybe conceptually it's as follows. On the Shabbat of Shabbat HaGadol, which took place on the 10th day of Nisan, that's 4 days before we actually left Egypt, which we left Egypt on a Thursday, and this was on a Shabbat, so I'd say 4 or 5 days before, we actually took a sheep and we bound it to the bedpost. And eventually we were going to slaughter it on Erev Pesach. And at that time that we took the sheep, on that Shabbat before we left Egypt, the Egyptians saw us taking the Avodah Zarah, and of course they were upset, they were angry, they wanted to damage, they wanted to kill us for doing such a thing. And we explained to them, we're going to slaughter this. We had the courage to tell the Egyptians that we're going to slaughter their idolatry, and a miracle happened. They weren't able to take revenge against us. Borei Olam afflicted them with pain, and miraculously we were saved. So for that miracle, we call it Shabbat HaGadol. And the rabbi explained that miracle was much different than all the other plagues. All the other plagues in Egypt, they were done from God. It was done b'chesed. This miracle over here, we motivated it. We took the sheep. We put it by the bed. This was a sacrifice of the Jewish people that already brought on the miracle. Now, even though the real mitzvah was to slaughter it, but already we see that the preparation to the slaughtering, Borei Olam made a miracle in itself, which means we see from Shabbat HaGadol that the mitzvah is not only of importance, but the preparation to a mitzvah also has an importance. And God made a miracle at the preparatory stage of Korban Pesach. And maybe that's the halachic ramification, that once already the Shabbat before Pesach comes, we start learning the halachot of the holiday in public. The rabbi is supposed to give a derashah. We're supposed to review the laws. And that's already teaching us that not only the mitzvot of the holiday have importance, but even the preparation for the holiday. Look at Shabbat HaGadol. A miracle happened even before the event, just by taking the sheep. And therefore, it's the time before the holiday to start to prepare ourselves, to put ourselves in the proper mood, in the proper spirit, in order that we'll be able to fulfill these mitzvot the proper way. So the commemoration of Shabbat HaGadol is that there is a value to the preparation of the mitzvah, not only to the mitzvah itself. That's a concept, not a halakha, but it's definitely worthy to remember as we get close to these days and we start to prepare, that it's not only a preparation to get to something, the preparation itself has a value, just as the bringing and taking the sheep had a value in itself and a miracle occurred.